come to that decision based on what the Bible says. So as I continue to preach the kingdom to us, it is imperative that we realize that as citizens of the kingdom, we live in a world system, but we are yet under command to function under a different set of rules. We have a commandment or rule book that's based on God speaking to us. And what God says to us is what we are to follow. We're in a world, and the world has its laws, both good and bad. But when we become a Christian, we accept a new set of rules. The Bible is a rule book, the law book for the Christian. And if we're going to be kingdom focused, then everything we do must be supported by the Bible. We've got to go back to the Bible. We got to get away from these emotions and all these feelings and all this other stuff that we let guide us. And we got to go back to God's word and say, what does God's word say about this? If you're trying to decide whether or not to be submissive to your husband or not, see what the word says. If you're trying to decide whether or not you should do a certain thing for your wife, see what the Bible says. And if you're trying to base this on a 50-50 relationship, forget that. There is no 50-50 marriage in the Bible. There's a 100-100 relationship in the Bible. You are to be 100% husband. They are to be 100% wife. And those come together to make one. Because if you're trying to do 50-50, when they don't bring their 50, then you say, I'm going to withhold my 50. And your obedience to God should never be based on another person's obedience. You do what's right regardless of what they do. And I know that sounds tough. I know it sounds hard, but that's the Bible. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you, not as they do unto you.